Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yes, we are. Gwen and Chris. It's Tuesday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. Chris versus the fans. Coming up next. Congratulations on your victory there, Scrape.
Thank you. It's very selfless of you.
That is what Chris was expecting from
I did,
Sam
but I
Levitt.
Didn't expect. I thought he would blow it. Oh, you mean yes, congratulations. See, look, this is what you do. Yes, people congratulate you when you beat them.
I congratulated you on your win.
Oh, yeah, well, you're Sam also Levitt. Sitting 3 feet away from me.
Sam so. Levitt.
Sam has not.
By the way, the guy who is so upset about some guy never texting back, Tony and I text more on the group chat than you return texts.
Yeah, you're not a returner. But if you accomplish something, I will commend you for it. By the way, Sam Levitt, the quarterback, is going. That's got to be a subject for further review.
Can we rewind on that real quick? Because Sam Levitt was the quarterback in tow at the LSU basketball game, sitting next to Kiffin when that report came out that, you know, and people were making jokes that he's on the phone with the actual other quarterback from Washington. And as it turns out, he gets the guy that was sitting next to him. The guy at Washington stays where he's at. And, you know, the story that was kind of circulating there turns out to not actually have happened.
Was there also a story, did you see, that Sam Levitt was in Knoxville visiting the University of Tennessee and Lane Kiffin flew to Knoxville to see him there?
Did not see that part.
Well, there you go. That's your guy, Lane Kiffin.
All to play 1 year of college football. Who cares?
Sorry. And Kiffin cares.
Sorry.
These kids clearly care, too.
Yeah,
they kept signing with them.
I don't know why. That's the point. You're right. We can't complain. Kids want to go play for him. I don't get it.
He's not holding them hostage.
What are they doing?
Like, you better come to us now. They're signing willingly.
Brandon on the chat says, and with that, my time at Arizona State has come to an end. Different Sam Levitt. Different Sam Levitt.
Yes, correct.
Nonetheless, let's get to some Chris versus fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I gotta tell you, I cannot get into the indoor golf.
Oh, you haven't seen it this
year. Oh, is that back?
It's back.
TGL, baby.
It was such a failure the first time.
Hold up. Look how yacked Tiger Woods looks.
He does, but no one can see the sticks that are propping him up.
How is he standing? Yeah.
he's holding. See, his right or his left arm is holding on to something to keep him upright.
He looks
good. He is yoked, man. His arms are big.
Well, when you have leg injuries, all you do
just lift weights.
Yeah.
You're cold. That's cold.
Right. You are cold-blooded.
I got to tell you, I can't believe that it's back, though. The indoor golf.
Oh, ESPN went very heavy into it. Tiger Woods.
How long does it last?
They're betting Tiger weeks. Months.
Okay.
They're betting that Tiger Woods will be able to win people over. That's what they're betting.
What?
Okay. Yeah, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that question for free. And you are playing for a qualification for a chance to win the grand prize. Two tickets to Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at Park MGM. A two-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas and a $100 gas card. Get ready to rock is what I was trying to say. With your favorite hits from the Van Halen years, Sammy solo hits, and more, only in Las Vegas is March 11th through the 21st and September 18th through the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I have one quick thing to duck in. Yes. Sorry. For those who are keeping track on the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, I originally said there were 21 schools from Texas, and we did more research, unfortunately found out there are actually 25. Tony named two of them, North Texas and UTEP. Two were not named in the game at all, East Texas A&M, which nobody even knew, and we totally forgot about SMU.
Can't believe we forgot about
that. So for the people that are SMU fans out there, we apologize. And lastly, Texas A&M doesn't, well, neither of us were correct. It is actually agricultural and mechanical.
That's, you know what, I remember so that's this the now, because we did have this okay. before.
All right. Move along. Sorry. Just wanted to tidy those things up.
They needed that time. Don't
All
worry.
Right. Let's go to our first contestant. Let's go to Derek.
Hello, Derek.
How'd you know it was Derek?
Caller ID, sir. Caller ID.
All right, okay.
Here we go.
So first, you got Derek.
Yes.
First question.
I think Derek's first time player.
Derek, you first time
player? Yes, I am.
Hey, first time player, Derek.
I just broke my own rule, but okay. Here we go.
Question number two. Question number two. Justin Verlander has played for four teams, the Giants and Tigers. Name the other two.
The Astros and the Tigers.
You said the Tigers.
I said Giants
right?
and Tigers.
Yeah.
So played that, for the Astros, Tigers, Giants. Oh, Mets.
Oh, man.
I forgot about it there for a
Sorry
minute.
Sorry about that, Derek.
He wasn't there long, right?
No. Half a season.
Half a season. They got
he didn't like their
it.
Analytics department.
That was one of the many things reported. Let's move to our next contestant.
You know what? Let's go to our guy, Brandon.
Brandon, welcome back. How
Brandon.
Are you?
Brandon.
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
We're Always
doing
good well. To have you, buddy.
Here we go. First question.
The reigning biggest fan of...
No, that's Rod.
Oh, that's Rod. Sorry, Brandon. Sorry, I got my fans confused.
What were the two main colors of the Padre City Connect uniforms last year?
Ooh.
Mint and pink.
Mint, very good.
I was looking for the mint.
You were a Padre fan.
I wasn't
going to
give you mint. I
was going to
give
you some.
What would you have said?
Something greenish.
Oh, yeah,
I wasn't going to
come
up with mint.
Got it.
Yeah. There we go. Question number two.
Mint.
Brandon.
What was Lane Kiffin's first head coaching job
in the world?
I guess in the professional realm.
All right. Like, big
The Raiders.
The Raiders!
Is this common knowledge?
Yes.
Wasn't he Raiders coach for, like, when he was, like, 12 years old, pretty much?
Well, is it common knowledge that that's his first head coaching job? That surprised me.
No, I don't think it's common knowledge. I think it's a good number two.
He went from offensive coordinator of SC to boom. All right. Question number three. Here we go.
Where to win?
We're going to change it up on you. Which LIV golfer has won the most money in LIV golf history?
Well, I saw an article yesterday that Koepka has won a lot of tournaments, so I'll go with Brooks Koepka.
He's going to go with Koepka.
Koepka!
Ooh,
this could
there.
Be just about anybody, like somebody I've never even heard of.
But you won't pick that, though.
Huh?
You won't pick someone you'd never heard of.
No, because I can't name them. Right. I'm going to have to go with John Rahm.
He's going to go with John Rahm.
That's the only thing I got. Oh, he is? Yeah, that was a total guess. I had no clue.
Sorry, Brandon.
Rahm's the guy, huh?
Yeah, Rahm has made like $30 million. He's killing it on the Live Tour. He's the only player.
You know, I won my tournament today out at Riverwalk. There was me and no one. So even though I stunk, I still won.
Do they have to keep doing the smoke entrances?
I think this is a new season, so they're doing the Golf League smoke entrances. Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
With all due respect to my partners here, I think we should just kind of stop talking about it. Why is it always on our TV is what I want to know.
Well, it's ESPN.
So change the channel. We still got a button there we can use.
Look how beautiful that computer.
Scraby secretly likes it.
Look how beautiful that hole is right there. Look at it.
Let's go to our next
look at it.
Let's go
to our next look at it. Gino.
Hanging on for the people. I wanted the people to see it up there. Look at how beautiful if you're watching on YouTube.
It is beautiful.
There you go.
It is beautiful. Gino, you're
up. Gino, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Gino.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, we're doing well. Here we go. First question.
It'd be better if I wasn't watching this stupid golf.
Oh, we got a first time Gino! Question number two. Man, jump right into the heat. Which currently active player?
Wait, hold on. There, past tense.
Which current?
Never mind.
What is going on? We got going. Which current active player has played the most playoff games?
What sport?
And what sport?
Football.
That's a great question, guys.
Okay. Oh, football.
There's a lot of sports out there.
Yeah. American football.
Yeah.
Current
Aaron Rodgers.
Good guess.
Might be right. Stay there, Gino.
Current active player. Isn't current and active the same, or is there?
I don't know.
Are there other active players?
I put current? Both words in there so that Chris couldn't rip apart my question and be like, I didn't know what you were talking
but
about.
But I'm ripping it apart anyway because it's now it's repetitive.
Which current active.
Now you're being repetitive.
Player.
Okay. Oh, wow. In the play. Well, Stafford's been around. 49ers might have somebody because they've been in a lot. Was it games, you said?
He's got Tony Romo syndrome here.
I don't know, Jim.
Tony, is the time up?
It's true. I don't know. I'll say Stafford. That's the first one came Stafford. To my mind.
Stafford.
Also incorrect. The answer is Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh.
Playoff games.
Current active player. Okay, what threw me is that I thought whoever was in the playoffs. No, I thought the person was in the playoffs.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking about. Very good.
That wasn't the question.
You're right. I was so busy talking about your bad grammar that I didn't hear the real question.
Question number two. Where shall we go with this one? Which NFL team has the longest active streak of playoff appearances?
Active of playoff appearances. It's a good one.
Gino, you still with us?
He's there. It sounds like he's sorting it out. I think.
Doesn't really sound like he's sorting
he's not,
it out.
Yeah. Gino, are you there? Maybe we would have lost him.
I think we lost him.
No, he's still there.
No,
I put him back on hold. Gino.
Did we lose you, Gino?
Gino.
So I'm done.
Well, even if Gino wins, we can't alert him because he's not there.
Save this question.
How does this work?
We move on to the next
Gino, are you there? Last chance.
Yeah, going once.
Gino.
Going twice. All right,
he's done. I'm sorry, Gino.
All right. We'll move to the next.
We gave him plenty of opportunities.
Does the next contestant just slide in, or do they got to go through the gauntlet again?
They got to go through the gauntlet.
All right, here we go.
You know what? Let's go Tyler.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Tyler.
Pretty good,
Tyler.
My friend.
Larry David would say it's too late for me to say Happy New Year, so Happy Tuesday.
Very good. Ever cross Larry David on this show.
Here we go. Right. Question number one.
Number one.
You okay?
We've asked number one already.
Okay.
Who is the head coach of the Boston Celtics?
Jack ass.
Did you say Celtics?
Celtics.
Scrapey gets so upset.
I mean,
Missoula.
Yes,
we called him like, J-A earlier.
But I told you not to say the word.
Jack?
Oh, my God.
And Chris will be like, I've been in this business 35 years.
Question.
I still swear on the radio.
Question number two, please.
35? No. 34.
I was just doing it.
No, 34.
I think. Oh, I was close.
What country is credited with the birth of curling?
Curling.
Of curling?
Curling.
Yep.
Curling.
Winter Olympics coming up.
Let's go Sweden.
Oh,
Sweden, he says.
Sweeping Sweden. Stay there.
And I think you overthought it. I think it's Canada. I don't think anybody else can.
Canada.
Oh, well, he didn't overthink it then.
The answer is Scotland.
Yes.
Oh, the old Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Question number three.
Do the NFL one again.
All right. Which NFL team has the longest active streak of playoff appearances?
Man, I was sweating this out for Gina. I was trying to figure it out. I'm going to go ahead and say Bills.
Bills. Got it!
Bills have seven.
Seven, huh?
Eagles are next with five.
Yeah. Where were the Chiefs? They were way up there, but they're back
they
to
broke
zero
their streak.
Now.
Oh, yeah, they had to have been.
They probably had the longest.
Well, the Patriots have the longest with, I
ever?
Believe, 11.
Ever?
Yes, no, I'm saying they probably had the longest active streak before.
Let me look it up real
quick. Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Or they were at least tied with the Bills, one of the two. We still got 2 minutes to kind of
I think it was the. I don't know what the Chiefs were.
Hold on, let me look. I got it.
Chiefs
got
were
it.
In the championship game, wasn't it? 7 years in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard to believe.
The
in
Chiefs.
It
removed them from the whole thing.
So. You don't like the Chiefs. That's why you're just like, you're an anti Chiefs.
I'm not anti Chiefs.
Yes, you are. You're
speaking of the Chiefs, just for
Chiefs, 10.
Yeah, there you go.
They had been in 10 in a row.
So, yeah, Patriots 11, Chiefs 10.
For the all time record?
Yeah, Packers 8. From 99 to 2006.
Awesome. Bryson, Rahm, and Smith, all three pledged their commitments to LIV.
Good for them. Oh, they're all staying.
Yeah, that's what they just...
DeChambeau?
DeChambeau included.
Come on, man.
Captain's, let's see, he had a little quote here. Says, I had no idea. No idea that would happen. No idea what the penalties would even be. Right now, I've got a contract. I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do at LIV Golf this year.
That just tells me what happens when your contract expires.
So this is another, to me, kind of hedging right here. I think this is Rahm right here. I'm not planning on going anywhere. I'm a very similar answer to what Bryson gave. I wish Brooks the best as far as I'm concerned. I'm focused on the league and my team this year. And hopefully we can repeat as champions again.
Yeah, where is
Nobody's going to be watching.
Yeah, where is Rahm's team in the standings? I haven't seen my LIV standings
that's
recently.
That's the thing about LIV that I can't get into is these teams.
Nobody
cares. I cannot get into the team aspect of it all.
Yeah. No one cares. I really, does LIV a big deal in Europe? Maybe we should ask Charles.
Now, this is an answer that you can put in the bank right here. From, this is from Cam Smith.
Okay.
He says, I made a decision to come out here and spend more time at home. I'm not giving that away. I'll be on LIV for years to come. I mean, that's as cut and dry as possible.
I don't blame Cam Smith.
Well, he won his major. Guy, yeah.
I don't blame Cam Smith. He couldn't even finish like within the top 100 of the Grand Slam tournaments last year. He was
all
awful.
Right. Let's get to break. We're going to Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, 424, Gwen and Chris. Quick segment here with our guy from the PGA Tour, Charlie Hoffman, joining us in a few minutes. Chris and Tony and Scraby, and this will take a couple minutes, Scraby, so perfect time. Dan Graziano, let's see how he does. He is making his predictions for the 9 NFL head coaching openings. Who will fill these positions? Let's see what you think. For the Cardinals, he said the next coach will be Clint Kubiak, Seahawks offensive coordinator. We'll see. Falcons, he says John Harbaugh. We'll get the Falcons. We'll see.
Let me stop there real quick. Mm-hmm. Why is the Falcons job an attractive job?
Michael Pettis,
good owner.
Maybe.
Good owner.
Some you have money. A good running back.
You got a good defense.
Very good running back. You
got
right.
some defense.
You got some defense. You got some. Definitely have some weapons on the offensive
side. You also
side.
Got Matt Ryan is in the president of football operations now. See, okay. I don't know. I don't know if Falcons is great.
Is John Harbaugh going to approve of Matt Ryan? What if the Falcons fired Matt Ryan?
Apparently, according to reports, he was wants to have an opportunity to pick. He's not going to have that opportunity.
Yep. All right, moving on. Ravens are going to get this. I don't know that this is going to help them, but Kevin Stefanski.
Stefanski. Who? The Ravens?
Ravens. Oh. According to this is Dan Graziano's bets. Here's where Dan Graziano's lost his mind, if you ask me. Cleveland Browns' new coach, Mike McDaniel. You know, now, the Browns are stupid enough to have not noticed what happened in Miami, so maybe they would, but I don't know about that. Raiders, I think this is a fit. Scraby, you tell me. Robert Saleh.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
That's a fit for the Raiders.
Apparently, the 49ers are so intent on keeping him that they're willing to pay him like
overpay
a head coach.
Him?
Yeah.
He might, well, he might want to
that's
do that.
That's silly.
I wouldn't go to the Raiders if I was him.
I wouldn't. If I was the 49ers, I wouldn't pay him like a head coach. It's going to bite him in the you-know-what.
For one more season?
That money could go to
it doesn't go against the salary cap or anything.
It doesn't matter. It's still money you have to spend.
They're fine.
Oh no, now they're fine. Okay.
Yes, they just did evaluation.
Scraby's money.
They just did evaluation of the franchise. They're about to have the Super Bowl there.
And we got four more to go, and we got to make room for Charlie. Miami Dolphins new coach.
How do you feel about this one? Is the real question.
I don't hate it, but I just want to say that I liked it better a month and a half ago. His unit has been terrible down the stretch. But it's a sensible guess. Chris Shula, Don Shula's grandson, who's now the Rams defensive coordinator.
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Oh,
I'm just
listen
saying.
To this.
I'm
He's sorry. Already they, fuming over
if
there.
If they do that. No,
nepotism.
It has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying that they're doing it for the name and for the nostalgia.
Maybe so. Maybe, but he is. What? I mean, he was a hot commodity until they struggled. I was going to say a month and a half ago, I liked this idea.
I haven't heard Flores' name yet.
Well, no, he's never going to come back. He sued the NFL, didn't he?
New York Giants, right. Jeff Hafley, right. Packers defensive coordinator. Now, I would think if Jeff Hafley's good enough to be a head coach, to me, the Dolphins would make more sense because they have the GM guy from the Packers. But we'll see. Steelers, they're going Jesse Minter, Chargers defensive coordinator. Tennessee Titans, this would be an incredibly uninspiring hire, if you ask me.
Oh, gosh.
Matt Nagy, who already stunk in Chicago as a head coach. So, but that would make sense for the Titans. So,
why not give
anyway, those are all guesses. Name? We'll see how it turns out.
Spagnuolo.
Spagnuolo's on that he list might, he, as potential here for the Titans.
Spagnuolo might be a part of that list because he's had a head coaching opportunity. And for some reason, his name is not mentioned despite the success that the Chiefs had in the past couple of years.
Where's Eric Bieniemy?
I thought he just didn't want to be a head coach.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't.
I think Eric Bieniemy is.
I don't even know. Honestly, I don't know where he is right now.
He's in college.
He doesn't know where he is.
I think he is in college, right?
He's in college.
Just looking for some other names that might be on this. Brian Flores' name only gets one mention here, Tony, as a maybe for the Ravens. So there you go. This is also
defensive identity.
This is also one guy's guess. It doesn't mean he's going to be right.
Right.
All right. Charlie Hoffman coming up. We got a lot of golf news. We got the Farmers coming up. Couldn't be a better day to talk to our old pal from Poway next on Gwen and Chris.
The biggest guests in San Diego sports talk appear.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Charlie Hoffman will join us shortly in this segment. Talk a little bit about his 17th annual, was it Charlie Hoffman Foundation?
Yes, it is, Tony.
Yeah, golf tournament that he
has. I'm over here blabbing to nobody. Yes!
But we'll get to that. We'll get to asking them some of these questions, especially about how the PGA Tour decided to welcome, at least for now, Brooks Koepka. Definitely open arms, but there has been attacks. I want to get his take on it. It should be a fun conversation. It always is when Charlie comes on. And
by the way, I have the answer to the age-old question.
What's that?
When a tree falls in a forest, does it make a noise? Answer is no, because we're over here yelling without the mic on. Yeah. We make no noise.
That's a great, great call.
It's faulty, because the tree makes noise.
Well, Aztecs got Wyoming tomorrow. I'm sure Brian Dutch and company are happily making their way to their final ever visit to Laramie. And
what's the weather like in Laramie these days?
It was pretty good when we went up a week and a half ago. Like, good for Laramie. It was warm.
Oh, yeah, it's mid-40s.
Yeah. So both the Aztec men and women are undefeated in conference play, so kudos to them. There's only, you know, a handful of schools, you can say that, around the nation. So, got that going for us, which is fun.
You have your big field trip game tomorrow?
Yeah, the Aztec women every year play one game, or maybe two, but they play on a Wednesday at 11 a.m., which is tomorrow. And I think it's a really good idea. I do. They invite
the young
kids from all over the county, you know, to come as a field trip to the game.
Minor leagues do that. All over the country.
Okay, so it's a really good idea.
Like, you play an early 10, 11
right.
o'clock game.
Play early in the day. You get all these kids. You expose them to your product. They have fun, but
it's a different octave.
It's a totally different octave. It is really loud. You're thinking of minor league baseball.
Yeah.
There's somewhere for it to go.
No, that's inside.
In the arena, it's loud. And the other thing that, I mean, the kids had one earlier this year. It throws you as a player because the students, the field trip kids, they don't quite know when to cheer.
Right.
So they're cheering at the wrong time and you're 100%. Playing and it's a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
But they'll have like 7,000 people at the game tomorrow. So that'll be fun.
A lot of SpongeBob, a lot of those type of in-game kind
promotions.
Of.
Promotions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Before we reach out to Char, let's check some traffic.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll get reports of a solo spinout southbound 15 right before the 52. The car facing the wrong way in the center divide. Also east 52 before Regents Road. Two-car collision over the right shoulder. Accident has cleared on eastbound 8 near the 805. And reports of some wood planks in middle lane. Southbound 5 right before the 8. New year, new goals. Start with your car. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. A fast oil change and essential maintenance checks help keep you moving into the new year. Check it off your list. Visit SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Ready when you are. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Joining us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline is none other than Charlie Hoffman. We haven't had Charlie on in a little bit. It's been a minute, but he's with us today to talk a little PGA Tour golf, but also to talk about his 17th annual Charlie Hoffman Foundation Golf Tournament starting January 26th. Charlie, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. Great to be back on. How's everybody doing over there?
We're doing fantastic.
I was doing well until I hit the Riverwalk links this morning, Charlie. It was quite a debacle.
What did you shoot, Chris?
I honestly couldn't keep track. I was so bad after the eighth hole that I just threw the card away and just finished up kind of working on my shots and tried to take it from there. It was really a tough day. What can I tell you? We've all had
another
right,
crummy day. Crummy day in San Diego. I mean, the weather.
No, the day
perfect.
Was great. I mean, you're right, and I had to remind myself that I was having a wonderful day just being out there. And I was going to say to Charlie, I said, "We've all had days like that, right, Charlie?" Hear me comparing myself, you know, to PGA Tour player.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Yes.
Well, I did play golf today also, and I decided to play against Xander, and we were at my home club in Ranch Santa Fe, and I didn't win a hole until the 17th hole.
Okay.
I was about 7 under par, so it was a complete polar opposite. I was playing good and still couldn't win a hole. So at least you got that going for you.
Yes, I didn't lose money. I didn't lose the contest because we weren't keeping that close a track.
Well, Charlie, tell us a little bit about the foundation, your foundation's golf tournament you got coming up here January 26th.
Yeah, we're coming back here to San Diego another year. This is, my 20-something year on tour, and I think that you said it was 17th year we've done it. It's all going together, but it's an amazing tournament. We have a great group of people that put it on, but we're back at Torrey Pines this year. The last few years when the Farmers ended on Saturday, we had to transition a little bit, and we'd do the event after at the Farms or Ranch Santa Fe Golf Club, but we're excited to be back on Torrey North the Monday prior with the belly up, the Sunday prior. Belly up's always a fun time. We have a yacht rock band coming this year with food and drinks and some live and silent auction items. And then just it's more of a great time to hang out and be able to raise some money for some great local charities here in San Diego, San Diego Junior Golf, Cystic Fibrosis, and Pro Kids Golf here in San Diego. So it's a great event. We've raised millions of dollars for community here in San Diego, and last few years, it's been a lot of celebrities and professional golfers, and this year we're going to get some core professional golfers back on Torrey and hopefully get a beautiful day out on the cliffs there in Torrey Pines.
You know, it says a lot about anybody who gives back, right, to their community and where you grew up and what you do. It says here $4.8 million you guys have raised over the years. So that's pretty significant contribution. I'm curious, you probably, chit-chatted with Scottie Scheffler. And speaking of celebrity tours and celebrity events, does Scottie Scheffler talk ever about his career turning and changing the corner after he played a celebrity round with Tony Gwynn at the Farmers a few years ago? Because Charlie, you won't believe this, he played with Scottie Scheffler, and like we hardly knew who Scottie Scheffler was, and then right after that, the career took off. So I don't know,
it was that or the caddy change. You know what, he was a great golfer, and Ted Scott is one of the best caddies of all time, and he's really obviously Scottie Scheffler's an amazing golfer, but I think Ted Scott's been one of the major key changes that Scottie did a few years back. Nothing against his prior caddy, which is a fantastic caddy also, but just seeing that since Ted Scott took over with Scottie, it's been one of those changes that you never know if a caddy will make a difference, but in that case I think it makes a huge difference, that veteran voice on that his bag.
Since you mentioned it, Charlie, how much can a caddy like have an effect? Obviously you're telling us that this has been a big change for him, but I don't think most people would think of the caddy as being a difference maker a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Scott, he won the Masters with Bubba Watson. He caddied for Bubba for a bunch of years. Ted was a good player in his own right. And I think Ted and Scotty are very religious, and I just think they meld very, very well in the golf course, and it's the voice he listens to, and he's not scared to jump in when need be. But it's just my, from 10,000 feet impression that his caddy's been great for him, and obviously Scotty's a tremendous competitor and doesn't like to lose in anything he does, and he's matured, and he's come into, obviously the best golfer we have in the game right now.
Incredible. Charlie Hoffman is with us, our guy from Poway on the PGA Tour. Charlie, we'll ask about you and your health, but I mean, the big story right now in golf is Koepka returning to the tour. Even he says he'll be a little nervous about it. Talk about your feelings. What do you think the general tour feelings are about having him back and maybe starting the exodus or the return, I guess, would be better of some of these LIV golfers so that we can get everybody together again?
I doubt. No, I've been wrong in before, but I doubt anybody else comes back. Personally, I think this is sort of a one-time offer for Brooks. Obviously, there's a few guys that fall in the category, but I have a hard time seeing those other guys being able to get out of their contract. I think Brooks was able to get out of his contract because it ended. I didn't follow it that closely. I've been off the board and those conversations for about a year now, but it was something I think everybody heard rumblings that Brooks was never loved it over there, while other guys have voiced that they do love it. So it's great to have him back. As I said, or I've said before, it's to have the best players in the world come back to the PGA Tour. It says something about the product that the PGA Tour is putting out there. Now, there's some guys that probably don't agree with what happened, but we all, for the fans and, I mean, the media and so on and so forth, it's what's best for the game of golf. I mean, that's what we're trying to do, grow the game of golf and put the best competition together. And if you can add Brooks Koepka to that, I think that's a positive. And how they put it together with not really affecting the field. They actually added players to the field or added his name to the field. It didn't take away someone's spot. I think that it was fairly well thought out. Now, like any decision at any level you do, you're not going to make everybody 100% happy. But right. I think we've got to do what's best for our business and what's best for our fan. And I think that's what you saw. And it was great to see. I don't know Brian very well. I've actually only met him over phone calls and Zoom. I've never had a one-on-one call because I've been out of the tour for 6 months because I was hurt, but it seems like he's making some big boy decisions now. And there's no that ill effect because he wasn't in charge right. when this was all going down the last handful of years. And I'm not going to say it's good, better, and different. Only time will tell, but it seems like he's making some big decisions early on.
Charlie, obviously this is good for the PGA Tour. It's good for golf in general as we try to mend things. But even his own comments in terms of his own nervousness and kind of reacclimating himself with some of these relationships would indicate that there may be some mending that needs to happen there. I mean, do you think that will take a little bit of time, or do you think that can get resolved rather quickly?
To be completely honest with you, I think that's a little bit overblown. I mean, Brooks okay. has always been a locker room guy. He's great. He's played the last X amount of majors with the guys in the locker room. He's played on the Ryder Cup team with these guys. I mean, come on. I think that's the media trying to blow it out of proportion.
What do you think his nerves are from?
I just think I don't know how nervous he's really going to be. He's always stepped up to the plate in the biggest stages of all time. So
gotcha.
I don't know. I mean, I think his nerves are going to be that he's actually playing for something again on the PGA Tour that are playing against the best in the world again. I think that's what the nerves are going to be. Is my game going to be able to shine? I mean, he'd be the first person to tell you the last year and change. It hasn't been his best year on that tour. The competition is second to none on the PGA Tour. So hopefully he doesn't get humbled. I don't think he is. I mean, he's an amazing talent, and he's one of the best American golfers of my generation. So I think he's going to be able to step up to the plate. But I think there's some nerves, like to anybody. He hasn't played the way he wants to, and now he's going pretty much on the biggest stage of golf, and he doesn't want to embarrass himself.
Yeah.
I hope you heard that answer from the great Charlie Hoffman there, Scrabby. You were paying close attention to the fact that Brooks Koepka, one of the greatest golfers of the generation, and an unbelievably good guy that everybody likes, except for you. So,
I've told you over the years, he's grown on me, Chris.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes. Yeah, he's always been an anti-Koepka. Don't let him kid you, Charlie. How are you feeling, Charlie Hoffman, and where are you at coming into this season? We keep asking because, I mean, you're still going strong as far as I can tell, even though you're pushing the 50 now, getting there. Not looking.
Since you brought it up, yes, I recently turned 49.
49.
At the end of last year.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? I had to take some time off because I had an operation on my shoulder, not muscle. I had long story long. I had a lipoma cyst on my back of my right shoulder. It was approaching the shoulder blade and the spine. It was the size of a softball almost. So the mass was fairly big. Most importantly, we didn't know if we had a test a handful of years back. It was benign back then. It was benign again. The doctors got a little nervous that it was getting time to just get it out of there. And it happened pretty fast. I was playing the full season. I had played 15 events, just made the cut in Canada, just a routine checkup on my body and that mass. And the doctors were like, I think this is time for this thing to get out of here sooner or later. So long story short, I looked at my schedule and there was no good time to do it. Just like anybody else in any other sport, there's no good time to get cut on. So I stopped pretty much immediately and, got the procedure done and started getting back into golf in November-ish time. And I tell you what, I mean, I've never taken that amount of time off. My body feels better than it's ever felt. I was telling the guys that I played with today that I feel like I'm 40 again, because my body just feels rejuvenated. Now in 2 months, I could be saying that I feel almost 50. But right this second, I feel great. I haven't had to do all that travel and stuff. So I would say, just like the stock market, I'm a little bullish on myself right now, and I feel pretty good and, going forward on the West Coast.
And don't let anybody kid you, man. 49 is a young man. Don't forget it.
Charlie, yeah. Charlie Hoffman joins us. And Charlie, you kind of mentioned it a little bit in regards to the Foundation Golf Tournament, but the Farmers have moved their schedule back to finishing on Sunday. How do you feel about it? How do the guys on the tour, you think, will feel about it?
Well, everybody feels good when they don't have to go up against football, no matter what sport you're in. So that being in the bye week before the Super Bowl is huge for the game of golf. We're going to be the first major broadcast back on CBS that week. And then I think it's great for the city of San Diego. Obviously, I think a little kick in story with Brooks coming back. And, I mean, I'd assume you're going to have a bunch of big stars playing. And I think it's great for Farmers. Unfortunately, I think it's the last year of Farmers and their contract. Not sure who's going to jump into the schedule next year. And obviously, there's a lot of talks about how the schedule may change and where San Diego's going to fall in that schedule. So it is come out and support the event. Who knows where we're going to be in 12 months' time. Hopefully, we're back there in the same spot and the same spot of the schedule. But you don't take anything for granted in San Diego when golf's going to happen on the PGA Tour with all the changes we're having. So we need to come out and support and show everybody that we support golf and support San Diego and all the charities that go along with it. And it's a big economic impact for our city, this PGA Tour event.
No question. Charlie Hoffman is our guy. You touched on it real quick, Charlie. Got a couple minutes left, but the fact that the tournament could get caught up in this notion that the PGA is at least thinking about not starting its season till after the Super Bowl. And so that is where I believe some people are making a connection that maybe our tournament in San Diego could get caught up. They would have to find a place to move this tournament, wouldn't they? I mean, San Diego, I can't imagine anyone would ever want to see that come off the yearly schedule.
If I was commissioner for a day or a year or a month, and if you're really thinking of blowing up the schedule or doing something different, I'd blow it up and go, I forget tradition, forget where these tournaments have always. I'd play at Torrey Pines in the middle of June, July, or August. I mean, give us a playoff event. I mean, for heck's sake. I mean, there's no better place to play golf in August before football starts than San Diego. I mean, that's what I would say. Make us a playoff event, or make us something at the end of the season instead of playing in North Carolina or Maryland or something like that, where 90 and 90% humidity. That's what I would do. I mean, showcase San Diego for what it is during the summer when everybody wants to come here, not in January when it rains, it seems, every other year when it never rains here, but it seems like we just attract the rain. But that's what I would do. I don't know why WM would never not go against the Super Bowl. I think you'd always start the season there at Phoenix and the tournament in the desert, maybe in Palm Springs prior to that. But I would put San Diego in the middle of the year. I'm very biased to San Diego, living here and everything. I would just change it up a little bit throughout the year and see what the best spot for San Diego Pebble. It goes along with that. Also, we would much rather play Pebble in June, July, or August.
Makes sense. I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, North Carolina 90 plus 90 is absurd.
Right.
I mean, it really is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, Charlie, we certainly appreciate your time, man. We are hoping for a healthy season for you this year, and we look forward to seeing you out on the course.
All right. We'll catch up in a few weeks. Everybody come out and follow all the great PGA Tour golfers in a few weeks out at Torrey, and come to Belly Up and donate some money for our great foundation on the 25th.
Give us a quick website for that foundation. Do you have it handy or somewhere they can go find out?
CharlieHoffman.com, or you can Instagram Charlie Hoffman Foundation. You can find us at either one of those.
Okay.
Perfect. Charlie, we'll be catching up, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Appreciate it, guys.
See ya. See ya.
Charlie Hoffman.
What a crack up.
He's great. He's always great.
You know what my crack up is?
He's funny. He's still got plenty of golf left
in him.
Yes, he does. But when he's done, that commissioner thing, we need to find a way to get
him on
that.
He'd be a good guy, right?
I'll be his second-hand man.
Having a
goodness,
tournament.
We need you. Yeah, we need you in there making the decisions.
Oh, I would be great at it. Sure.
Have a tournament in August here for at the end of the season?
Makes more sense.
Getting a playoff tournament? Like, crazy. That would be so awesome. But he's right. They go put him in Boston. They put him in these different places that no one wants to go to in the middle of the summer.
I just think it was funny that I was taking my golf game very seriously this morning against the likes of Scott Allen and Mike Golovko.
And he's playing
Charlie Hoffman was playing with Xander Schauffele. Slightly a little different twosome going on there.
All right, let's get to break. Happy hour on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.